Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
All right, that's what we're going to do. 534, Sunny 101.5, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show.
534 is actually 2.5 hours more sleep than I got last night. I went to bed about 12:30.
Well, you know, you hang out with the Phantom of the Opera. That's what's going to happen, you know.
In the whole night, you know, I was like, I got to get to bed. The whole time I'm going, that song is so iconic. I'm so happy they play that run through there. Mm-hmm. The symphony was fantastic. I like the music.
I
really got into the music side of it.
Well, that makes sense.
You know, the singing is impressive that they can sing that way. It's just hard for me to follow, you know, because I'm trying to listen to the lyrics and what are they saying? And then I'm like, wait, what was that?
Well.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I think it's the mood. You can tell how they're singing. You don't necessarily need to know the words, but you can tell the mood and the way they're singing. And then the music adds to it.
I'm excited to go tonight. Even just seeing the pictures of the chandelier. So how impressive was that?
The chandelier was great.
Somebody posted a picture on Facebook, I think it was. And it was like, oh, wow, check it out.
I really didn't expect to see it because they say it's iconic. You know, it was a big part of the production. And I thought, well, they're going to hold that till the end. And no, that played a part throughout the whole thing. It was great.
No kidding.
It was
how
great.
Cool.
And the fire and the gunshot. I mean, it was way different than what I expected.
Yeah.
I had a great time. So you need to, and Jack nailed it on Couch Chat. The iconic in there. The Morse Performing Arts Center.
It's a beautiful place.
Absolutely.
Yep, beautiful place. Partly cloudy, high 45. It is 33 right now. Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
614. Okay, Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Cassie Warren and Jesse Jones, they've been busy getting ready for their big day. Mm-hmm. They're going to finally tie the knot. And, you know, in the chaos of sending out invitations and planning a wedding, Cassie accidentally wrote the wrong address on a wedding invitation that was meant for her aunt and uncle. Yikes.
It was meant for their aunt and uncle, and it went to...
Instead of being sent to her relative's home in Eugene, Oregon, 20 minutes away from where they lived... It arrived at the home of an older couple, and the recipients could have just thrown it away, but they actually sent it back to Cassie and Jesse with this note. And the note says, I wish I knew you. This is going to be a blast. Congratulations. Go have dinner on us. We've been married 40 years, and it gets better with age. So they get this note back. Jack, why are you laughing like that?
No, I just think it's cute. I do. I think it's cute.
Listen to the sarcasm. Yeah,
no, I really. Okay.
Okay.
That was it?
Well, no, I was going to keep going, but you keep acting like you're going to say something.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
duck now.
Well, the happy couple ended up using the money to take their friend to dinner before he's deployed to active duty. Mm-hmm. And Cassie wrote a thank you note, just, you know, telling the couple how well received their gesture was. And she just thought that they should know that their active kindness was appreciated, that not many people would do that for a stranger. Mm-hmm. And I agree. Just what a neat way to celebrate their new marriage and to just know that, you know, strangers out there would do something so kind as to say, hey, we've had an awesome marriage. Here's some money for dinner.
That's why it's a tell me something
it
good.
It is. It's awesome.
That is awesome. More that should happen more often, don't you think?
You betcha.
All right.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
I listen every morning. Thanks for getting my day started right.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:55, here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, John Cena was talking on the Today Show yesterday about that infamous 75-page contract he made his now fiance Nikki Bella sign before moving in with him.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "I was really abrasive and stern, and she had to sign this huge, crazy agreement to come in the front door." He said, "When she signed it without question, though, it made him feel super bad and also made him realize this is one woman I should not let get out of my life." So,
well, the contract won't let you.
So true. Oh, they started dating in 2012, the same year Cena divorced his first wife.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Taylor Swift released a pretty cool self-shot, one-take music video for her latest single, Delicate, via Spotify last night. Again, I mean, you know, her original video for Delicate featured her becoming invisible, dancing through a hotel in the streets, celebrating escaping from fame. But this really simple video appears to have been shot vertically on an iPhone, and it shows her singing in a forest. I don't know. I just wonder if it's just extra content. Very cool, though. Fans will notice that she's making a sweet reference to her boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, by pointing at a necklace she's wearing, which features the initial J. Very cool. Meanwhile, her nemesis, Katy Perry, well, she appeared in a really really unusual way. Now, listen to her video. So you got this kind of sweet, cool, and maybe new technique by Taylor Swift. And then Katy Perry is on a Japanese morning show, stuffing her face full of chicken nuggets from the chain store Lawson. Now, the host, they present Perry with several different flavors of chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
But for some
reason. Well, hold on. How do you have flavors of chicken nuggets?
Yeah, well, a lot of them, apparently. But for some really bizarre reason, she decides to shove as many as she can, as many nuggets in her mouth as possible. And they're shouting at her to stop. And eventually her mouth is so full she has to spit them all up in an empty box.
See, Jack can relate. I mean, every time we go, so you can smell the soups at Martin's, but you can't just keep ladling them in your mouth.
So is it just me? I mean, does Perry seem to be getting weirder and weirder?
No, vote is for her. She's winning the battle, the nemesis battle.
She's getting weirder and weirder, isn't she?
Well, the stories that you've been...
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not making this stuff up.
No, I know.
Wow.
It does seem like she's...
It's kind of a little off her rocker.
Yeah.
I'm turning into Jack because you know what I want for lunch right now?
Chicken nuggets?
Yep.
I knew it. I don't
know why.
Oh, my gosh. Well, former co-stars Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston are teaming up again. They're going to reunite in the Netflix comedy Murder Mystery.
Oh.
This film stars Sandler as a New York City cop who finally takes his wife... Jennifer Aniston, on a long-promised European trip. But this chance meeting on a flight gets them invited to a family gathering on a super yacht of an elderly billionaire. Mm. And when he's murdered, the couple becomes prime suspects. Sounds like a cool plot. But when Sandler and Aniston actually last shared the screen in the twin comedy, Just Go With It. And I know we did a scene from there for chick flicks.
Oh, we did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we did?
Oh, that's right. I think I remember now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan!
That's all I remember.
Yeah.
This weekend at the theater, the movie Ready Player One is set in the year 2045 when people can escape reality in a virtual world called the Oasis. Tyler Perry's Acrimony. In this one, a faithful wife is tired of standing by her devious husband and decides to get revenge. In God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, this tells the story of Reverend Dave Hill, who faces an unexpected setback when his beloved church burns down and a nearby university tries to kick his congregation off campus. In Gemini, a heinous crime tests the complex relationship between a Hollywood starlet and her personal assistant. As the assistant unravels the mystery, she has to confront her own understanding of friendship, truth, and celebrity. And Finding Your Feet tells the story of a middle-class snob who discovers her husband is having an affair with her best friend on the eve of retirement. All righty, today's birthdays.
Mm.
Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton. I just watched a documentary. Fantastic, by the way.
Yeah.
I didn't, it's just a little, and I think I've told you this, I didn't realize that his grandparents raised him.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't either.
And his mother ran off to Canada,
mm-hmm.
and he literally thought until he was like in his teen years that his mother was his sister. Like, can you imagine all that unfolding? And he found music, and that's why we have Clapton today. It's a great documentary. Cool.
And that's why he's 72.
I'm going to say 71.
He's 72?
Yeah, I knew it, too.
Wow, that's pretty cool. MC Hammer.
You can't guess this.
I like it.
Can you do that hammer dance?
Can't guess this. Yeah.
Yeah. Jack, actually, the first time I met him, he was wearing these gold parachute pants. And I said, Jack, now listen, I understand this is my first day here, but you can't be wearing that stuff. You're going to make the both of us look ridiculous.
I could just see that. It'd be hilarious.
I could see him walking in there, just the giant the pants. And
yeah. I'm going to say... I'm going to say 54.
45.
55.
Ah.
There you go. Sunny 101.5.
Need life advice? We ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
All right. Here's a good question for you, Siri. Siri, why do my kids do the exact opposite of what I tell them?
Kids don't do what they are told because they think that adults are stupid and don't know what they are talking about. Ha ha ha. That may sound harsh, but it's true. Kids think adults are stupid and will take every chance possible to do the opposite of what they say just to annoy them and let them know where they stand in the intelligence and respect order. Don't lose any sleep over it. Just know that you will have to drop the hammer on them when they screw up and do the opposite of what you tell them. Kids are stubborn morons.
Strong words.
She does not hold back.
No.
Well, if anybody, really, I'll tell you.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri, Monday morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5, it's 7:41.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Oh.
All right.
You too.
Here's Steve first, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let me pull it up.
Pull it up.
I always have a thing, right? Oh. The movie theaters, now there's loyalty programs and things like that. That's not a hack, though. Everybody knows about that. If you're like me, I don't like, you know, when I watch primetime TV, I always watch it a day or two later. Not only because our schedule and I have to get to bed at a decent hour, but the commercials. To sit there and wait, I'd rather watch the 30-minute program in 20 minutes and be done with it. I've got 10 extra minutes for fun activities. Drinking beer. and other things. But so the movies are no different. When you go to a movie, you're running there. The start time's at 2:30. Well, the movie really doesn't start at 2:30.
No, it's so about 15 minutes later, I think.
If you're not a crazy fan of you're an avid moviegoer, you like to go and see what's coming up. But if you're just there to check out the new Fast and the Furious for the 15th time and you just don't want to see the same trailers because you can mouth all of them,
right?
You can go 13 minutes late, about 13 minutes. Right. That's usually the minimum.
Wondered how
that's
interesting. Long that was.
I wondered too.
Usually,
see, but now you're going to say that, and I'm going to be. Oh, if the movie's at 1:30, I need to go at 1:43.
Right, and then you're going to miss half.
And then
of
I'm going to be late. Right. Exactly.
That's usually the minimum amount of time they say, given the ads, the trailers, the things like that, the dancing popcorn, the
that
turn
seems
off your
about
cell
right.
phone.
Yeah,
yeah. That's a good tip. I like it.
Very
that was a
good
one. You know, do you ever struggle to remember a word? I mean, there is nothing worse than just. Yeah. Oh my gosh! It's a very typical everyday word, and you cannot come up with it, and
I
you
know.
Feel like the biggest idiot. Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't need that.
Experts
for a word.
Say if you are struggling to remember a word, just clench your fist, because there's something about that's been proven to increase brain activity and improve your memory. So just clench your fist and see if that helps. I'm sure. I'm really not sure that's going to help me. But
I'm gonna. But I'm gonna try it.
This
exactly.
is that. Oh, what's that word, Jack? Are you gonna hit me? What are you doing? Why are you so angry?
Okay, mine is. You need to sharpen your knives. And you so mm-hmm. how am I, you know, yeah. these things dull. I can't.
Oh, definitely.
It's barely cutting mm-hmm. my steak. Well, cut through some pieces of aluminum foil, and that should take care of your problem right
oh,
there.
Really?
That's it. How about
huh,
that?
That's a good one.
Nice life hacks, huh?
Jack, yeah. Steve, and Tracy's life hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
I'm going to do this to waste time. Why? Because egg is a or egg. Because Jack is a mouthful of egg.
It's 7:53.
We both did it. I bought it. I put it in half, and then I hear the music. I go, oh, and you just devoured the other half. You said, "I got good. This."
All right.
I think I always reiterate this. I've been here 3 years now. Mm-hmm. Every year we talk about the name of the year. You know, we've had some classics like when they did Boaty McBoatface, but that was a boat. These are actually humans that are named this. You ready?
Yes.
64 name. There's a bracket. And the best, believe it or not, the name America was last year's championship round. And also the Tacoma title was the Illinois State football recruit, Kobe Buffalo Meat. Remember him? Here are this year's 12 most notable contenders. You ready?
Okay.
Salami Blessings.
Salami Blessings.
Right. Darth Vader Williamson.
Mm-hmm.
Tuna Altuna. The last name is Altuna, so we're going to name her Katuna, right? Now, the last name on this isn't great, but the first name is really Makin' Love. That's the first name. Makin' Love.
These legit.
Yeah. How about Mahogany Loggins? Corky Bouzet. Corky Bouzet, I think, is a number one seed. If you're going to talk about seeding and yeah. the brackets, and Corky Bouzet is my pick to click, if okay. I can say that.
All right.
Sparkle Hater, Chardonnay Beaver, Chardonnay, and Candida Seasock.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm telling you, look out, Corky Bouzet.
Yeah.
I'm calling it right now. That's going to be one of the, it's going.
Corky, you have a fan.
Right.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid. Time for Chick Flicks, where Jack and Steve, who owns every season of Sex and the City on DVD, act out roles from famous movies that every woman knows and every guy, except maybe Steve, has never watched. It's time for Chick Flicks on Sunny 101.5.
All right, it's 8:16. This is great.
I really don't
this
know if
just
I can
great.
Top my performance.
You're not going to be able to top them last week, but
no,
this but
last
we even
week
have
was
added,
really special.
We got added pressure now. Now we got to act in front of
in front
our
of
boss.
Someone. You know, and I went. I and
he's
if there's one thing
already, yeah.
I can take from my viewing of the Phantom of the Opera, mm-hmm. I can do this. I
and
can
not
this.
Not only will you be acting in front of the boss, but you'll be smooching in front of Bill.
Oh, good. there's a garbage can down there, Bill. If you need
now,
it,
if you can identify the. Chick flick, we're going to give you a couple of movie downloads. We're going to give you Justice League and Kong Skull Island digital.
No, couldn't even
downloads.
Give them,
all right,
those are chick flicks.
Yeah, Kong is. I saw Kong in the theater, and Justice League.
You saw that in the theater?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry, I cheated on you. I went to the movies without content.
And he's talking to Vin Diesel right now, everyone.
Okay,
oh,
so
man.
Here we go.
All righty, setting the scene. The two leading characters are discussing an unconventional deal. Jack and Steve, action.
You're the one who has to buy women.
You think I have to buy women?
Why me then?
I bought you because you said you couldn't be bought.
I can't be bought. We're just going to be together, as I understand it.
You might enjoy it.
Nah, don't bet on it.
I think I will. Heads we do, tails we call off the whole thing. Turn the boat around and go home. No hard feelings. What do you say?
It's your party.
It's my lucky dollar, so I can't lose.
All right, that was a coin toss for folks listening.
Can you flip that again? I'm not sure I could see it. Oh.
Trust me, nothing's going to happen. You don't choose.
Tails?
I don't believe it.
I don't know what's worse, the kissing sound effect or your coin flipping sound effect, to be honest with you. I've never seen a coin just fall.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. Could you imagine what's going through our boss's mind right now?
Yeah. Why can't every day be Chick-fil-X day? That's it.
All right. 236-1015. Good luck. This is Sunny 101.5. Who's this?
This is Bonnie.
Okay, Bonnie, do you know the name of it?
Is it Indecent Proposal?
Yeah, it's Indecent.
It sure is, Bonnie. Good job.
All right, congratulations. We have a free digital download of not only Justice League, but Kong. Okay.
Nice.
All right.
Thank you.
This is your number one morning show, Jack, Steve, and Tracy on Sunny 101.5.
Make sure you join us Monday for the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show, a special Monday.
All right. There's just going to be a couple of dinguses and a Tracy on the air.
You got that. Join us for Dingus Day. We'll get your week started off right with all the partying. Tell you more about that on Monday.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy, weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.